Blog Talk Radio.
Arms. Right. Shalom, 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 Israel. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High, yeah. Glory to the King. Bless you all, saints. This is Elder Donnie. Hallelujah. I'm your host this evening for this edition of Straight with Truth. For the brother segment on Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Let me know how I'm coming in, saints. If you can hear me, you can hear my voice. Let me know how it's coming in. Or I got a 10 from Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. Having a little bit of difficulty here with Blog Talk. All right. We got another 10 here in house. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you all for that, saints. Hallelujah. Glad y'all can hear me. All things are well. Pray that you all are doing well and encouraged this day. And hallelujah. We are blessed. Hallelujah. As the children of Yah. Glory to the King. And in the midst of this wicked and perverse generation and this wicked world, man, we are clothed in our right frame of mind. Hallelujah. We have hope in Yeshua. And we're good. We have the victory. Hallelujah. So we have a lot to be thankful for. So I'd like to start off the show. Just like to give all praise and honor to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Thanks for Zion's virtue. Got a 10. Hallelujah. And give him all praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Because he alone is worthy. Hallelujah. We could do nothing without him. Thanks for the sacrifices of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And a man who knew no sin, you know, took on the sins of us all. Hallelujah. So that we may be free. Hallelujah. I want to give honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dowell. Also to Pastor Corey, all of the leadership in Israel, and all the saints, those of you who are called to be saints. Hallelujah. There's not a greater higher calling than that of a saint. Hallelujah. And I'm just blessed to know each and every last one of you all, and I'm grateful. Thanks for joining me, everybody that's here this evening. As I said earlier, I'm your host, Elder Donnie. And just bear with me this evening, saints, as we you know, get here through this broadcast. And I'm just grateful for y'all to fellowship with me here. May not be a long broadcast. May have to pick it up. We'll see. But just wanted to echo some sentiments of our beloved shepherd, and which is, I think, befitting for the time that we're in, as we should be purging ourselves, as we should be looking forward, looking to the feast of the Most High, which are not a small thing. We all are who are invited to his feast ought to take it as and handle it, you know, with high regard, seeking to gain, seeking to see what the Most High will have for us. Hallelujah. We all should be seeking to get better each and every year, hallelujah, as Israelites, to become stronger in the faith, strong in power and in might of the Most High, and just growing. Hallelujah. Because if something isn't growing, it's dead or it's dying. So we definitely want to be in that number. Glory to the King. So I'm going to go ahead and read a few verses to you. Glory, glory, glory. Let's see where we're at. Psalms 119, 111. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word doers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statues, for their deceit is falsehood. The way all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of your judgments. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. How many of us are afraid of God's judgments? Hallelujah. And don't take them to play with. Knowing that he is a true God, a just God. But you don't play no games with us. Hallelujah. Psalms 1, that's what I did. Let's see. I got another one here. Psalms 31:14. But I trusted in thee, O Yahweh. I said, thou art my Yah. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Yahweh, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be Yahweh, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love Yahweh, all ye his saints, for Yahweh preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in Yahweh. Hallelujah. So we definitely have hope. Glory. Hallelujah. And encouragement is to hope in him even the more so, and to do good, and he will reward us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, saints. So I just want to talk briefly this evening. I know the topic of, of cleansing and purging, and iniquity has been at the forefront, and we've been talking about it, and just in general in conversation with brethren, as you know, saints are really, really, truly seeking to be free, seeking to be delivered. It's been a common thing, though, that I find even amongst brethren, I'll say, and it's nothing new. We all know of it, and we all may have even dealt with it or dealing with it. And passivity is what I'm speaking about. And that thing can keep us from doing mighty work here in the kingdom. And simply put, passivity is the lack of vigilance, the lack of, pretty much getting it done and doing so with any type of vigor and force and any enthusiasm, any type of strength. Some synonyms and phrases for passivity are as such: not active, lacking in energy or will, complacency, indifference, laziness, don't care, don't feel up to resistance, unresponsive, non-participating, apathetic, and unassertive, and just the unable or unwilling to respond. And many of us know already with that type of mentality, that type of those actions and behavior, we can't get much done. Number one, we can't do anything, you know, in the natural. And then if we can't do it in the natural, then definitely not in the spiritual realm. One of the common things I hear is that, you know, just through the day-to-day interactions and day-to-day life, you know, we're faced with many thoughts and many things that come to torment, to tempt, to drive us. A lot of times we're thinking, oh, I got to get deliverance because these thoughts. But a lot of times I always ask the question, oh, what are you doing about the thoughts? You know what I'm saying? And quite often I hear, you know, I find that nothing's being done about them. You know, cut them off at the path with showing agreement. These thoughts can take you way further than what you want to go. And it's just as simple as that. I mean, how could we even, you know, put action to anything if we first don't fight in our minds, hallelujah, which is a key component. It is with our minds that we serve the law of God. So we got to be very, very careful. And a lot of times we want, you know, the quick fix. We don't want to really do any work. We don't want to do any type of searching. All right, just I want to sit in the deliverance chair. I want to be free. You free me. You know, it's up to the deliverance worker, but that's not the case. You know, each and every last one of us are all required to do some work. And I'll talk about that as well, probably at the end. Just give some quick tips on deliverance and some things to do, you know, upon sitting in the chair, deliverance chair. Hallelujah. So just that whole laziness, you know. I don't know if it's why, but it's kind of common because we feel like without us even saying it out of our mouths, it's kind of seen through action. Whereas we may not physically say, well, if I leave the devil alone, then, you know, he won't bother me. I mentioned to y'all once when I was doing the Sabbath message how a relative in the natural, in the flesh, he mentioned to me, yeah, I'm not messing with the devil. You know, I want to be his friend because if I be his friend, then he won't bother me. Well, that's the foolish, most dumb, retarded, craziest thing somebody could ever say out of their mouth. They don't even realize how much they're being affected and used and tormented by the devil, even with those thoughts. But us as Israelites, as believers in Christ, you know what I mean? When you come this way, you got to expect temptation. It's already set in stone. You're already in opposition. You already chose what side that you're on. So we can't even take that approach. We got to get our wills in order, our emotions, our mind involved. Because whether we know it or not, we're already engaged in battle. And, you know, the shepherd always tells us, you know, you sit here and you want to oppose Satan's kingdom, he got something for you. So just in that alone, we gotta fight. We got to be ready and we got to be on it. Hallelujah. Let me read a couple of verses to you here. Just a few, rather. One second, saints. Hopefully I'm still coming through well. The sound is still good. Let me see. One thing. The 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high itself against the knowledge of Yah." And key right here, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So this is a thing that has to be done constantly. Bringing all these thoughts into obedience according to knowledge of Christ, the obedience of Christ. Glory to the King. First, let me go to another one here. First Peter 5, we got 7-8. First Peter 5 and 8. And we all know these things, hallelujah. Just reminders. That's all it is. So be sober, all right? Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And verse 9 tells us, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So it's none of these things are unique to any of us in particular. All of us have to deal in this manner. All of us have to fight. All of us have to be proactive in this walk. And as one of us, we have to deal with it. But we're taught to be sober, right? We're taught to be vigilant and just watching. Just because you exist, and just because you try to ignore and you feel like, oh, I'm not going to deal with that, then it's not going to pass on. We're going to have to eventually deal with certain things. And we give too much agreement to too many different things. Another thing that I've learned that through all of this is when we don't or we're not active and we're passive, we allow other spirits to enter in, spirits that don't even have legal grounds, legal rights to be there. Quite often in deliverance, I'll call out, you know, these squatter spirits, these spirits that are there illegally, spirits that are there that because, you know, you did not actively fight, you did not actively cover yourself, you did not actively do the things you needed to do in order to protect, spirits are allowed to enter in because of that agreement, because of that silence, because of that inability to act or to do anything. So just spirits are just there, and it could be a host of them, you know what I mean, just there. And it seems to work all the time without fail. All of the spirits are there illegally. I know quite often, and I get it from Deacon Bell, we kind of work together quite a bit, like tag team, when it comes to handling in deliverance. And quite often, you know, if there is a spirit there that's kind of stubborn, we'll find out. We ask them, so what are your legal grounds? What are your rights for being here? Why are you still here? You know, and if they don't have any legal grounds, any legal rights, any reason for being there, then they are commanded to go, to flee in Jesus' name, because they have no legal ground. By default, they must go. A lot of times, you know, we repent, we confess. We search our hearts, we search ourselves for different things, and we repent and bring it before the Father. Hallelujah. And because of the blood of Yeshua, which sets us free, we already know why Yeshua came. He came to set us free. So these demonic spirits, once you've done the groundwork, they have no right to be there. But it's the ones that I'm speaking about who are there illegally. Those are the ones. Hallelujah. They all got to go as well. In Jesus' name. Let me read something real quick. Quite a couple of things. So to back up what I was just saying, this is a book on passivity, and it's just talking about it. In order to be successful in deliverance ministry, it is essential that we discover the ways in which evil spirits gain entrance into a person's life. It is obvious that a demon cannot enter and indwell an individual at will. And it says otherwise, all of us would be hopelessly demonized. There must be some sort of opening. Demons are limited by spiritual law, so there has to be a legal right for them to gain entrance. They gotta give a reason. And it goes into different doorways and gates in which they do enter. So let me look at a couple things here. We got to realize that, you know, our enemy, the enemy of our soul, is threefold. Number one, we have the world, the flesh, and the devil. We must take a definite stand against each. In fact, there is a close connection between the three. When we yield to fleshly lust or cater to the cadence of the world, then we give place to the devil. We cannot afford to let our guard down and become passive toward any of these foes. We must say what the Apostle Paul said. And he gives scripture from Galatians 6 and 14. But far be it from me to glory, except in the cross of Christ, the Messiah, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I the world. Excuse me. And then it goes again. It talks about how, you know, just because we say, just because we don't do anything, just because we don't say it out of our mouths, sometimes we agree, you know, if I don't mess with Satan, then he won't mess with me. And that's foolish to even think that and to even believe that. Hallelujah. We got to wrestle. You know what I mean? Saints, we got to wrestle. We got to be engaged. We got to fight in this walk. We got to counteract any type of fight from anything the devil put up. We got to fight against it. Hallelujah! Not just sit there and deal with it and take it. Hallelujah! Let me look at a couple things here. Let me switch. I'm gonna just go ahead and read a few. Like I said, I had some tips and some notes on deliverance. Give me just a second. Thank you. Get my computer here. And that's better, Brother Paul. That's Galatians 6 and 14. But Yah forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Master Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. All right, go. All right, so I'm going to switch gears. We'll go into these notes and tips on deliverance and getting free. What I'm realizing is that's quite a bit of saints who are coming into the ministry, and it's no secret. We all know it. A lot of them are actually hungry. A lot of them want to see. A lot of them want to be set free. Just as fast, we talked to a few brethren that came from other camps, and pretty much, you know, they're telling me, like, it's obvious, man. I've been in other camps. I've heard all of the fighting, the bickering in the natural, you know, against each other, really based on doctrine. But he said, here in this ministry, I'm seeing that it's, I see the power. I see the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. I see things happening. It's not just about talk here. Actually, people are being actually set free. Hallelujah. And then I'm also hearing, you know, brethren, just really desiring, you know, to know more. How do I engage in deliverance? How do I administer it? How do I receive it? How does this thing work? Hallelujah. And as I always say, there's really no cookie cutter way to do things. You don't say the same things every single time. One thing I say is that we should all, you know, be led by the Spirit. And I'm finding that, you know, to allow ourselves to be used of the Holy Spirit, not just, using our own mind and our own intellect. It's good to have many words and to know the extensiveness of how spirits operate. That's awesome, because we need it as a foundation, as a base. But we also got to be able to step aside and allow, to let the Holy Spirit lead us how to lead. Because it's been quite, I mean, many times I've been dealing with a particular brother on a particular spirit, and then something totally different is entered into my mind, and then I go that direction and come to find out that was a huge area in which that person needed to be delivered. But one of the things in deliverance that's going to really, really, truly help get you free is true repentance. Hallelujah. And that true repentance is required first and foremost for yourself strongholds to sever, and any protecting spirits and defense, and any other thing that's got you bound. Also, it's key and it's important for repentance to break any curses, any ancestral curses. And I always tell saints, if you mean business with Yah, he'll mean business with you. And if you truly see the spiritual condition as your spiritual condition as sin and have converted your heart and your mind to true repentance, it shall follow. Psalms 51 and 17 says, the sacrifices of Yah are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, Yah, thou will not despise. And we got to know that. We got to know that. We mean business with Yah, he will mean business with us. Hallelujah. Another good thing to do is to test, to try, and to study the spirit. Gather as much intel regarding the different ways the spirit manifests in you, regardless of how subtle it may be. Your freedom may be hindered if you don't know you're bound or just how bound you are. If necessary, seek guidance from someone walking in and the demonstration of spiritual maturity. So what it is it's always good to do as much searching as you can on whatever particular spirit it is so that you for yourself will know. When I was speaking just a few minutes ago, being led by the Holy Spirit and not letting all of that knowledge and all of that, that's primarily the deliverance minister, the one doing the work, all right? We got to be led. At some point, we got to be, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to move. But as the person receiving the deliverance, you got to find out as much as possible on that particular spirit. Hallelujah. So a lot of saints, I know you may know this stuff already, but just going over it, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of saints that are new to the ministry, and they need to know these things. These things to them are key, and they are really jewels to them. It's helping them tremendously. It's also key to be free of bitterness and unforgiveness of others as well as yourself. So this can also be something that hinders in your being set free in deliverance. Hallelujah. And so all the things that I mentioned above is to expose and remove the legal grounds and the rights that the enemy has established, hallelujah, in your life. So it says, another note I have here says, don't be hindered by fear, doubt, or unbelief. And this is key. Shepherd was just speaking about doubt and fear just on last Shabbat. It's a key component. You don't even really want people around who don't believe. Hallelujah. So another thing you got to remember that Yeshua, he is the deliverer. He's the one that will set you free. I often go back to 4 and 18, where it says, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. All right? Another key component, right? You got to be very, very confident and find someone that you can trust. Can't be afraid to communicate to the deliverance workers. Got to do that. Remember that amongst many things, spirits manifest and deliverance takes place. You got to remember that it happens in different ways, through crying, coughing, yawning, sneezing, vomiting, farting, screaming, physical pains, or discomfort in the body. So any of these manifestations can take place. You got to get to a place where you are comfortable not worrying about people around watching. Because here's the thing. If you are really sick and tired of being tempted, tormented, or driven, you want to be set free. So it doesn't matter who's looking, all right? Pride, in that case, won't be an issue. And you can't let pride hinder your deliverance. So you want to be set free by any means, like whatever manifestation, whatever happens, just let it be. Those demons have to be expelled, and they got to go out some type of way. All right? So if you got to cry, cry. You got to fart, fart. All right? Do not be afraid. Also, to communicate to your deliverance worker if there may be a need, all right, to call out a certain spirit out of a different body part. You may sense something. You may feel some type of tingling or pain. Let those things be known. Hallelujah. So like I said, again, these are very basic steps. And I just wanted to go over them because it seems like this past week I've been going over them quite a bit. But I'll continue because these are the groundwork, ground steps and things that we all need to do and should always do. Another key component, I always say this to the brethren as they walk out to deliverance. Walk out to deliverance in faith. Again, don't be hindered by doubt or unbelief. The enemy may use thoughts of doubt or unbelief that you, in fact, have not been delivered. They always say these things. Even when I, you know, when people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that doubt will come in. I don't let the house of Tyre put those thoughts in your mind. Stay fully armed with the word and have faith that you are delivered. Hallelujah. You may be even tested in certain areas after you've been delivered. After you've been delivered. It's all a part of the war, and the enemy is seeking to regain legal ground. So don't let them. That's why you got to stay vigilant, stay sober. It's key to, in James 4:4-7 tells us, submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So that's where the activeness comes in at, to doing, being a doer. You got to actively resist. He's going to leave us a way out, but we got to choose to take that way out. I always say this at the end when the sealing a person up to that, you know, all of the voids or areas in which the enemy has entered in to be filled with the word of Yah. Luke 11:24, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he said, I will return unto my house once I came out. So definitely don't want that to happen. We got to maintain our deliverance, fill our hearts and our minds with the word of Yah. There's a lot of information that this ministry puts out that we can occupy our time with, our mind, and fill ourselves with. So that's no excuses there. Another thing is this, because we've in this life, and we've had many layers and layers and years of operating after the House of Time's kingdom. And don't be discouraged if there's a need for additional deliverance in a particular area. All right. There are also strongholds with layers of protecting spirits and defense. So we got to remember that. All right. So I'm going to take a quick break. I got alarms and stuff going on. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Thanks. We'll do a ministry break and come right back.
Shalom. Okay. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, saints. Back here again, Elder Dottie, and the King is coming. Hallelujah, and we are waiting his return. Hallelujah. But glory to the King. Just wanted to speak to you this evening, saints, just briefly on just a couple of the Lord's points. Passivity and how it requires us to do different things to work. And also, even in seeking deliverance, making it known and stepping up to the plate, not allowing fear and all of those things to enter in. We all deal with demonic spirits, deal with influence from the house of time. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. So, but at the end of the day, we're going to believe, knowing that Yeshua came to set the captives free. He is the deliverer. Hallelujah. So we don't have any reason to be bound. I really would encourage every last one of you to just really take a good look at self, examine self as we approach this most holy set apart time and an observation of as the Yah commanded, you know, us to do and to come before him. We'll read just a couple things and just call it. But as this thing says, it says that throughout scripture, we find that Yah expects us to be aggressive. First of all, we ought to be aggressive in our love for him. And it says in Deuteronomy 65, and you shall love Yah with your Elohim with all your heart, with all your mind and heart, and with all your entire being, and with all your might. So that's with everything you got to love him. Can't give a little here or there. Requires a lot. You know, Shepherd was even speaking about that on yesterday on Shabbat, how we should be giving way, way more because so much has been given to us. And how we got to be, you got to do. And in this instance, you got to definitely be aggressive. Hallelujah. A couple of things here. And this is from a book called Perils of Passivity. It says, Yah has called us to war, and we must be vigilant. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. If we lack a definite plan of aggression, we have become passive to some degree. Remember, Yah called King David to war, and although he won many battles and defeated thousands of enemies, there was a time when he became passive. I remember speaking about that too on one blog talk. All of the battles that King David fought and won against the enemies that were around him, he still had a particular time where he, you know, became slothful. And it was a time where the kings were supposed to be at battle, but he wasn't at battle that day. And that's where he got caught up in, you know, a lot of stuff dealing with Sheba. And it was just a bad deal. But just because we have a track record of, you know, fighting, being instrumental in deliverance, being instrumental in our faith, and doing the things that we need to do. That doesn't mean that we can slack. You know what I mean? We got to constantly progressively grow and war even harder. Even as these days approach that are wicked, and we see it on a high level now. Even if you take a look out at what's going on in the world, some of the stuff is literally scary to see what's taking place. Why not even the more so now if we know that our salvation is closer now than when we first believed? So we definitely got to, you know, be aggressive in that aspect and get it done. We were taught not to trust people that don't engage in deliverance. And it's very dangerous because those people are ultimately on Satan's side. Hallelujah. So we got to be very careful. And each and every last one of us, making sure that we are examining ourselves. Hallelujah. Making sure that we are in the faith. Making sure that we are Yah's. Hallelujah. So it's definitely a fight. It's definitely a battle. Saints, and it's not like an easy remedy to any of this. We know that passivity will block deliverance. The ways in which passivity works has been observed, and we've seen this in deliverance. One of the biggest challenges confronting a deliverance minister is passivity. And you know, one of the things I find too, like, is people come up with all kinds of things and ways to explain it away, what it really is. But ultimately, a lot of times, it's just, you know, it's passivity. You can say all of these words like oversensitive, sensitivity, and, you know, just, you know, not having the ability to do things or not wanting to. It's just really passivity at the end of the day. And I remember Shepherd saying it's one of the things that hold us back as believers. It keeps us from doing the will of Yah. And it's a grand design by the enemy. Hallelujah. So you got to be aggressive and just really about Yah's business. Hallelujah. Constantly praying, saints, for one another. Because the same things that, you know, we're dealing with is common. We all deal with some of the same things. Hallelujah. Let's get ourselves ready, truly ready, hallelujah, as a feast of Yah are approaching. We got the Feast of Trumpets coming up. It's be this sundown, the fourth day of sundown, the fifth day of sundown with the blowing of the trumpets. Then we have Day of Atonement following that. And then we have Tabernacles, hallelujah, which we are all looking forward to really see each other. But we got to remember these are dress rehearsals, hallelujah, for the real thing. Hallelujah. We should be taking it very, very seriously, not as just a getaway or, you know, just this like we're going to Disney World or something, or amusement park or family reunion. It is a family reunion because it's good to see one another. We got to keep in mind why we are partaking in these things. It's not for just for anybody. I always tell the saints, remember, Shepherd told us this years ago that we should not come to the feast with a heavy heart, hallelujah, and burdens. We should be very, very sober, very with the anticipation of receiving. And there's going to be a lot of correction, a lot of rebuke, and all of those things they come. But we're going to enjoy as well, because that's what this feast ultimately tabernacles. So that we'll be practicing how we're going to reign and rule with our master and tabernacling with him. So it's a joyous thing overall. So as we do this and continue to reflect on the word, the messages that are coming forward from our shepherd, here today was just a reminder, hallelujah, things that a lot of you may know, and the introduction of yours to new saints of how to engage in this battle as we seek to get ourselves cleansed and purified. We don't want to come before Yah filthy at all. Matter of fact, you know, I remember him telling Israel how to take care of themselves and the land and the camp, because, you know, he was like, listen, I come through this thing. Y'all can't have anything that defiles in here. If y'all want me to protect y'all in war on y'all behalf and to bless y'all, y'all gotta have this thing clean. So the same with us. Our temples need to be clean. Hallelujah. Our minds need to be clean and clear. Not pretending, not stage playing before Yah, because at the end of the day, not one of us are fooling Yah. We're not fooling him. So he sees right through it all. That's another thing. We need to be very, very transparent before the Most High, you know, in prayer and in confessing and repenting. He knows it all. You know what I mean? He just needs us to repent before him. So how can we expect to be set free when we hold him back? Hallelujah. So glory to the King. Bless you all, saints. Elder Donnie, I'm going to sign off this evening. Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining me. This could have been anywhere in the world, saints, but you decided to be here. Y'all be blessed this week. Keep each other lifted up and glory to the King. Know that Yah is going to avenge us of all of our enemies. Hallelujah. Yah tells us that vengeance is mine. I will repay. Hallelujah. So we got to keep that in mind. I know we want to destroy these heathen, those around us who vex us so much, but at the end of the day, we got to remember that vengeance is his. He also tells us not to rejoice when our enemies fall, right? And even not to let those thoughts come into our minds, but, you know, because we don't want him to withhold his hand or withhold judgment. I think we forget that too much. Kind of like to see people fall. We like to see, you know, but we got to, at the end of the day, let Yah do his work. And don't let us be the judge, but he be the judge. Glory to the King. Bless y'all. All y'all take care. Bless you, Brother Ugly. Thank you so much for always being there, faithful, co-hosting and posting scriptures and any other information, correspondence. I appreciate that of you. Hallelujah. And thank you all this evening. Y'all be encouraged. Thanks. Bless y'all. Shalom, shalom. Take care. All right.